بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers. In tonight's Taraweeh also, alhamdulillah, we have heard verses again, repeatedly, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, Allah's power, Allah's supremacy. Everything is in Allah's control. Allah has knowledge of the unseen and the seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, is most merciful. In the beginning verses also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His forgiving His bandas. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا O my beloved servants, O my servants, الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا Those who have transgressed themselves, those who have wronged, those who have disobeyed me, those who went off the path, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one verse that instills a lot of hope in all of us, in every single person. We are all sinners. The other night we spoke also on verses pertaining to Allah's rahmat. And alhamdulillah, many people found great hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned many a youngster today, after going the wrong way, then he loses hope in the mercy of Allah. I said the person was written, he said, I take drugs, alcohol, I have committed zina many times, I know I'm doomed for Jahannam. Will Allah still forgive me? Inshallah, Allah will still forgive us if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. So condition is, we must not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the only sin Allah ta'ala will not pardon. Of course, if a person brings iman, then he is forgiven. Otherwise, whatever sin we have committed, if we are sincere, and we make sincere tawbah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Allah says, with great emphasis, then He says, إِنَّهُ هُوَ Verily He, الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ is most forgiving, most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that hope, that courage, that strength to turn to Him. Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ إِنَابَتْ إِلَى اللَّهِ Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of tawbah? Tawbah means rujoo, turning to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Inabat also, making tawajju, moving in the direction towards Allah. Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ Turn to your Rabb, your Malik, your Khaliq. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ And surrender, submit before Him مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ Before a punishment comes to you, ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ Then when it is too late, you will not be assisted. So Allah Rabbul Izzat gives us a lot of hope. In fact, in Surah Mu'min, Allah starts the Surah with Hameem. This is called Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'at. Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim Ra, Alif Lam Ra, Hameem, Hameem Ayn Sin Qaf. These verses that start with like Yasin, Hameem, all these words, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of this. You and I should not probe into what this Hameem means. Allah comments so beautifully, Hameem. And then He spoke about the Qur'an Sharif, the revelation of the Qur'an, that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most powerful, the most wise. Immediately after that, Allah says, غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ The one who forgives sins. Now the word غَافِر comes from the Arabic word غَفَرَ, which means to cover. Means to cover. In Arabic, مِغْفَر means a helmet. Person wears a helmet, so he's covering his head. He's protecting, he's concealing his head. So Allah conceals the sins of the sinner. Allah does not expose us. He is satar. He is ghaffar. That is the actual meaning of ghafiri dhamb. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever recites ayat al-kursi every morning. Ayat al-kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. And then he recites hameem tanzeeru al-kitabi min Allahi al-aziz al-alim. Ghafiri dhambi wa qabili tawbi shadid al-iqabi di tawl. La ilaha illahu ilayhi al-masir. Just these first two or the first three verses of Surah Mu'min, 24th Juz, the second quarter. So Ayat al-Kursi and these three short verses. Hamim is one verse already. And the next two verses. Whoever recites Ayat al-Kursi and these three verses, then inshallah he'll be protected from any type of calamity the entire day. Now these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the tafsir kitabs that he told a sahabi, it was in one jihad or in some journey, he says, when you have fear of an enemy attacking you, then read Hamim La Yun Sarun. We find many people in their homes, they have this sticker, Hamim La Yun Sarun. Allah protect us. Allah always give us afiyat. Allah bless us with protection. So Allah must not test us in these ways. But if some person is attacked or has fear, and you read Hamim La Yun Sarun, La Yun Sarun means that they will not be assisted, means the enemy won't be assisted against you. They won't have power to attack you. And one sahabi, one tabi'i was reciting these verses in a garden. He was reading Nafil Salat, or he was reciting Quran Sharif, and he began, غَافِرِ ذَنْبِي وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. Suddenly a person dressed like a Yemeni, like a person from Yemen, comes to him, and he sees when he said, غَافِرِ ذَنْبِي, O concealer of sins, O one who forgives sins, say, you must read, Allahumma ghafir dhanbi. O Allah, forgive my sin. Ya ghafir adh-dhunub, ya ghafir adh-dhanbi, ighfir dhanbi. O Allah, forgive my sin. And then when you say, waqabili tawb, one who accepts tawba, iqbal tawbati. Then shadid al-iqab means Allah has got strength of punishing, taking intiqam, revenge. La tu'aqibni, don't punish me. The tawl, one who is the source of all power. Tul alayya bi khair. O Allah, give me this power from you. Suddenly he sees the man disappears. He goes out asking the people, where is that Yemeni person? They say, which Yemeni person? We don't know who you're talking about. So Allah Ta'ala had sent some person instructing him or teaching him that when you read these verses, then you make these dua. So Allah, forgive my sin, accept my tawbah, don't punish me. Allah, give me power and strength. La ilaha illahu ilayhi al-masir. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. Ilayhi al-masir. All return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala had a friend from Syria would come visit him. And for some time this person was absent. So he asked the people around him, that where is this person who used to come regularly from Syria? So those around Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, they realized and they said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, that person is a drunkard. He drinks alcohol now. That is why he's not coming here. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, is known for his jalal, for his vigor, his strength, his power. And when it comes to Quran, Hadith, Sharia, how strict he was. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab takes a letter and he writes, Salamun alayk. And he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one sentence. And then he just writes these verses of Hamim, these three verses. And he tells this person, you take it to that man and make sure you give it to him in his hand. Don't give anybody else. This person sets out, he goes, he looks for this person. He gives it to him. See, Amir al-Mu'mineen has given this letter to you. So obviously the person got startled, got worried. Amir al-Mu'mineen, now he must have come to know my condition. He must be summoning me there. He opens it and it brings tears to his eyes. He ponders, he says, Allah is ghafiri dhamb. Allah is qabili tawb. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. Immediately he makes tawbah istighfar. And this person then comes back to Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. After some time that man comes, the Syrian person, he had made tawbah istighfar. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, then tells the people around him. He said, this is what you must do. You saw what I have done? I did not go and speak ill of the person. I did not lash out at him. I did not use harsh words and even harsh tongue against him. I did not mock at him. I did not ridicule him. Whenever you find any Muslim brother of yours who is in this condition, spiritually he is low, he's caught up in any sin, then you should advise and counsel him with good words. You should make dua for him. Let us put ourselves in this condition. How do we react? The moment any other person does any sin or is involved in some guna, then we make it a talk or discussion on the table. We start talking about the person's weaknesses. This is not the shan of a believer. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ The believers are friends of the believers. Especially in our time. We will find we are just mocking, ridiculing, picking out on people's faults, picking on faults on our own family members, on our own musallis, own society, believing men, believing women. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. We're not talking about the open sinner who goes around bragging around everywhere and is proud over his sins and he invites towards his sins. Person makes a mistake. He realizes. Or he does not realize, but somebody needs to go up to him with kind words and speak to him and get him out of that mess that he is in. That is a shan of a believer. We have reached such a condition that we find faults and weaknesses in even those who are learned people. Mashayikh, pious elders. We'll actually wait to see them making one slip so that now we can denigrate them. Respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers also. That's why Rasulullah has mentioned, Amlik alayka lisanak. Control your tongue. A mu'min is a mirror of another believer. So you go kindly. You look for the right time. The person is drunk. You don't go and speak to him then. You look for the right opportune moment. How many of us, let us be honest, in the dead of the night, in the darkness of the night, how many of us raise our hands and cry for people who we know who probably are not coming to the masjid, who have got some weakness in them, or they are sinning? How many of us do this? How many of us make dua for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now these are lessons of Ramadan for us to implement. Quran talks about Allah being ghafiri dham, qabili tawb. Yesterday I mentioned to you that woman who gave was a loose woman. And she gave the thirsty dog some water to drink. On that Allah gave her jannat. And that other woman who was pious, but she did not give that cat any food to eat. And she starved that cat to death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her jahannam. Of course, you don't now allow people to just commit sin. No, our job is to go kindly, win them over, speak to them. How many people have changed their lives? They have come into the masjid. They had made sincere tawbah, istighfar. And then they became the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these verses again gives us a lot of hope. غَافِرِ ذَمْ قَابِلِ تَوْبِ شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ ذِتَّوْلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ After a few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the angels. What do these angels do? الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ Specific angels Allah is talking about. That those angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin say, present currently, there are four angels carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of Qiyamah, there will be eight. Now these are mighty angels. So those angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ And even those angels, we do not know the number, who are around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the thousands. What do they do? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ They make the tasbih of Allah, they praise Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ Of course, they have strong iman, they bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing they do is, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا They seek repentance on behalf of the believers. They say, Oh Allah, you forgive the believers. Oh Ya Allah, forgive the believers. Ya Allah, forgive the... Angels are making dua maghfirat for the mu'mineen. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا Ya Allah, your mercy and your knowledge is infinite. It encompasses everything. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا Now, O Allah, forgive those who are making tawbah to you. Subhanallah. See the benefit of making tawbah. We are making tawbah to Allah, and the angels are making dua for us. O Allah, forgive those who are ta'ibin. Forgive those who are making tawbah. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ and those who are following your path. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ وَاللَّهُ protect them from the azab of Jahannam. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ وَاللَّهُ enter them جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ into gardens of eternity. الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ which you have promised them, Allah. This is all part of the angels' duas. And not only them. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ and all those people who were good from their fathers, grandfathers, forefathers, وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ the wives, وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ the children, grandchildren, the progeny. Subhanallah, one person making dua, making tawbah. Angels are making dua, maghfirat, not only for him, but even his family members, his ancestors, his wives, his children, his progeny, all those who are وَمَنْ صَلَحَ who are good, who have iman. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Ya Allah, you are most powerful, most wise. It's mentioned in one riwayat, when a person will go into Jannat, and says, Ya Allah, my father is not here, my son is not here, where is my wife? So it will be said to him, that the amal was not so good as yours. He says, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I wish that they were also here. Because of this person, Allah will grant those family members Jannat also. This is Allah's mercy. Of course, Iman is the condition. Iman is the condition. It does not mean, again, I mentioned the other night, we might just sit back and don't make any A'mal. We still have to make a great effort. And we have to hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. But these verses show us so merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah says, and the angels say, وَقِهِمْ السَّيِّئَاتِ Oh Allah, protect them from gunas. Protect these bandas who are turning towards you and they are following your way. Ya Allah, you save them from sins. I always tell my friends, when a person takes one step to Allah, Allah comes running to him. When you make up your mind that I want to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not want to commit any guna. I don't want my Allah to become naraz with me. I want to be a chaste, a pure, a pious, a righteous believer. Allah ta'ala makes a plan for you. How does Allah make a plan for you? Whilst you are moving in the path, whilst you are moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suddenly when you attempt it, suddenly again the urge of committing a guna comes. So now you think, okay, I will look at that woman one more time. Or I'll just open that site, that website one more time. I'll look at that pornographic material just one more time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create such things that you will not get the opportunity to commit that sin. Allah will save you. My young friends, I always tell them that you're looking, you are casting your gaze down all the time. Suddenly the urge came and from a distance you saw there is a very beautiful girl coming. And now you say, okay, I'm just going to look at her. And now you're about to go to look at her and suddenly one big truck or a bus comes. And now you are swearing the driver, move from there quickly now. By the time that driver moves, you look, that girl is gone. Maybe her grandmother is standing there now. You get disappointed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that plan. Allah ta'ala moved that sin from you so that you do not commit that sin. Allah is too kind. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْ تَقِي السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَ إِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ Whoever saved himself from sins on that day of Qiyamah, that Allah will shower His mercy upon that person. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ That is the great success. That is a great success, which all of us are striving towards. And then again, there were so many other verses Allah Ta'ala spoke about. Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun. And towards the end, again, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala talks about, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Those who say, Allah is my Rabb, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ When a person say, Allah is my Rabb, what does it mean? That firmly he believes, he has that firm conviction that Allah is my Rabb. He is nurturing me. He is caring for me. He is the one who is protecting me. He is the one who is providing for me. Nothing else provides. All other things are just means. They are asbab. And Allah is musabbibul asbab. He is the creator of means. So a person has this firm conviction in the oneness of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, the greatness of Allah, that all these things, everything is only in Allah's control. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا. Then they are steadfast. They do not waver. They don't just bring iman for a couple of days. They don't have this conviction only certain times. Some bala came, some sickness came. Now the person say, Allah, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, Allah is most powerful. And the moment that bala is gone, now you go back to your old habits. No. ثم استقاموا استقامت. Ulama say, الاستقامة فوق ألف كرامة. Far greater than 1,000 miracles a person performs, that's nothing. More important than that, more greater than that, is to be steadfast on Shariat. To be steadfast on Shariat. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan, we keep roza with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read Tarawih Salah, Qiyamul Layl, Tilawat of Quran, Dhikr. So many good things we did. We gave charities. We had a good akhlaq. Now the test is after the month of Ramadan to have this istiqamat. If for these last few days, big and cry, Ya Allah, you grant me istiqamat of Ramadan. Ya Allah, me bohat kamzor. I'm very weak. Ya Allah, only you can give me that istiqamat. And inshallah, with that istiqamat, what is the benefit we will see? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مُفَسِّرِينَ Right, I'm just giving the gist now. When this person is passing away, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has written one risala, and he gives a description of when the person is passing away, how shaitan even at that time comes to tempt him and mislead him. Shaitan wants you to go astray. So right till the very end, Imam Razi Rahmatullah Ali's incident is so famous, and many times we heard it, that shaitan came to him whilst he's passing away. Last few moments. And shaitan is telling him, tell me about, where's one Allah? So he gives one proof. Somehow shaitan breaks that proof, whatever proof Imam Razi had given. Imam Razi was a great scholar, great mufassir, very great scholar. Like that he gives another proof, shaitan broke the proof, he gave a third proof, shaitan gave some answer. It continued and he gave 99 proofs. It is mentioned in the kitabs. Now, there is no fairy tale. That his ustad was sitting away. Allah Ta'ala had shown his ustad, this is the condition of your student. His ustad was making wudu, so he dropped the water. He said, tell him, La ilaha illallah. Bas. You don't have to give shaitan any proofs. What is our iman? La ilaha illallah. Therefore, Sahaba, you see, jaddidu imanakum bila ilaha illallah. Refreshing, renew your iman. That's why we make dhikr, la ilaha illallah. We take out from our hearts ghairullah. We only put in our heart the oneness of Allah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So angels come down when this person is passing away to assist him. Why? Because shaitan comes there. In one riwayat, which Mufti Shafiz have written in one kitab, he says shaitan comes in the form of his father and entices him to leave, to forsake Islam. He said, my son, listen to him. Islam is not the true religion. And if this person's iman was not strong, at that time he can follow his father. In other words, that is shaitan. And shaitan makes a person very, very thirsty. Many people at Sakrat, Allah save us, they get very thirsty. So he comes with a glass of water even to try and entice you. That is what he wants, you to lose your iman. He wants you to be a loser in dunya, qabr and akhirat. He is not your friend. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ And if you pass, then he comes on the left hand side in the form of your mother. And again, he will try. But if the person has iman and istiqamah, the angels come and they chase away those shayateen. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ Angels of mercy come down. What do they say? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا There is no fear for you. Don't worry about what's going to happen in front now. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Don't grieve. Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was such a great jurist, faqih, muhaddith. فَنَا فَقِيهًا وَمُحَدِّثًا He was a great jurist, great muhaddith. When he was passing away, people around him, his eyes are closed. They sing, La ilaha illallah, they give him talqeen, sweet. La ilaha illallah, he sing, La, 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 No, No. People got worried, Imam. Ahmad bin Hanbal, such a great scholar, such a great alim. He's saying, La? What does it mean? So when he came into some hosh, when he gained some consciousness, he said, Imam sahab, what are you saying? We tell you, read La ilaha illallah, why are you saying no now? He said, no. I'm not telling no to you. At this point even shaitan has come to try to entice me and mislead me. Shaitan is telling me, Ahmad, you have won. You have escaped my clutches. Huh? You're successful. Huh? I said, La, not till now. Not yet, not yet, not yet. Until I don't leave with kalima la ilaha illallah, I'm not successful. So these angels come and they help them. Don't fear. وَلَا تَحْسَنُوا. Don't worry about your wife and children. Allah will take care of them. And وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. Yesterday we spoke about Jannat. These angels, these glad tidings of Jannat which you have been promised. The angels say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. In this holy life now, Qabr and Akhirat, we will be your friends. We will be your friends. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever your heart desires now in Jannah, whatever you ask for, whatever you request, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be granted. Rasulullah has mentioned in the hadith, the meaning of which is, I haven't seen anything like Jannah, that the talib of Jannah, the one who is seeking Jannah, is fast asleep. Person who is seeking Jannah and is fast asleep, he should be awake. And he should be aspiring and working towards the Jannah. And Jahannam is burning, blazing. And the person who should be escaping from Jahannam is also fast asleep. Nuzulam min ghafuri rahim. This is the entertainment from Allah, again, who is most forgiving, most merciful. This entertainment in Jannah, that whatever you wish, you will get. And immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks again. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who can be better in words, in speech, than that person who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, this is something that most of us are negligent regarding. We will perform our ibadat, we'll do some good works of deen, but we do not give da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was a specific responsibility of this ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had a twofold responsibility. All of us have a twofold responsibility, which we hear many times. One is to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other one is to have that concern for the entire ummah, just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that concern, that they must also connect themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example of a person who has kindled a fire. And suddenly, he sees there are butterflies and moths that are going around it. And they are about to burn their wings when he chases them away, preventing them from falling into the fire. He says, exactly like that, the fire of Jahannam is blazing. Oh my ummah, you are moving towards Jahannam. وَأَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ. And I am grasping you by your hips, by your waist. I am pulling you away from there. Don't go into Jahannam. I am pulling you away. But still you wish to escape from my hands and dive into Jahannam. For this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cry, as I mentioned the other day, in his sajda, in his du'as. What was it? Du'a for who? For only his wives? For only his family? For only his grandchildren? No. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. So this inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this da'wat, is every person's responsibility. وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَةِ. With this da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to do righteous deeds. Oh, namaz. Brothers, last year we mentioned, and every year, Allah forgive me, I'm the weakest. But it is so sad, so sad, so sad, that in Ramadan our masajid are full. 27 night, 29 night, it is, there's no place, we've put carpets outside. Eid, mashallah, there's no place. The fajr after Eid, and we see the masjid is empty again. Masjid is empty. When are we going to make up our minds and cry and promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Allah, enough is enough. My namaz at least. Brothers, I always say in Ramadan, we have many, many ambitions or du'as or goals we have, targets. That inshallah, this Ramadan, I wish to get this good quality, this sunnah in my life. That make some good aims now. We've got few days left. That before Ramadan terminates, inshallah, I'm going to be a 5-time namazi in the masjid with jamaat. I mentioned last year, those who remember, those who were here, I said, at least each person, if there are 100 of us, if you bring one person only, How many people will be in the masjid? 200. All you can do, just call one more brother. Make sure that every fajr, either you pick him up or he picks you up. And if you're able to pick 5-6 brothers in the car and come to the masjid, wallah, you will also get the sawab of their salat. You get barakat in your home. Allah will make hifazat of our homes. One of the reasons, I'm not saying this is the one of the main reasons why we have so much of crime, why we have so much of bala and musibat in our lives, why there's always quarrels and disputes in our home, because namaz is not established. If the father is tahajjud guzar, but his baligh son and daughter, they fast asleep at fajr, it causes him no pain to wake them up. Or the wife is sleeping, or the mother wakes up, father is fast asleep. How many times we find the mother, poor mother, has to take the child fajr time or before fajr to the hifz class, where the father fast asleep. This is the condition of us today. May Allah Ta'ala make us 5 times establishes of salat, muqimina salat, muqimi salah. So man ahsanu qawla mimman da'a ila Allah wa amila saliha, person invites towards Allah and he does righteous deeds. وقال, and he says, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He is proud about his Islam. He does not shy away. Person is traveling by plane, it is salat time. I can understand maybe our sisters, many mothers, mashallah, sometimes, they go through certain times in a month, they are unable to perform the salat, so they excuse, Sharia excuses them, they have got their menses. What about the men? People are going for Umrah, it is time for salat. But nobody, just a handful of people go in the back, or they will make the salat. So these are important things, otherwise we can give long bayans, everybody mashallah gets happy. But these are the dawa of all our bimaris. These are the things we get into our life. How many times a person say, Mawlana, make dua, may rozi, may rizq. So if you check, wait, the person is not performing his 5 times salat. If you read your 5 times salat, Allah will make your daily bread easy for you. So why should we shy away? We should be proud of our iman, proud of our deen. Whether it's at the airport, of course, going to a place where you're not walk, reading salat, where people have to cross, people have to walk. No, that is incorrect. Go to one side, but be proud about your deen. How many people they were traveling, jamaats were traveling, and they stopped at some garage in America and so many other countries. And the person at the filling station is, look what are these people doing? They're washing themselves and they're praying. And that attracted the person. Remember, in the amal of deen and shariat, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a powerful magnet. Remember these words what I'm saying. In the Quran, the hadith, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a powerful magnet, there is a kashish that pulls the people towards it. We, because our hearts have become so dead, spiritually dead, we don't see it. But believe me, the non-Muslims, when they hear adhan, and when they see salat, they get attracted. This afternoon, some person told me in one of our masjids nearby, he's working as a security there. So they showed him the masjid, they had done some renovation. And then they gave him a kitab of Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali. So he went back home and he read it and he said, you know, I've got the same problems that are mentioned in this book. I've got the same problems at home. So this person said, okay, why don't you just accept the deen, see what Islam is. He said, let me think about it. He went home, the next day he said, I want to embrace Islam, he is now a Muslim. So our Islam, we should be displaying it. Not only in the masjid, not only salat time, but even our business dealings. When we deal with a person, then we must show him the true akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do not deceive people, we do not cheat people. We don't buy stolen goods, backdoor stuff. We don't take qasams when we are trading and saying, wallah, this is kharid I'm giving you. Hey, who's going to give you for kharid? Let us not play games with the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we say, there's no barakat in my life. I'm only having problems at home. And my son and my daughter, they are abusing me. And brothers, let us turn to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor rahim. Allah loves us. We need to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There has to be a time when you must take up that courage, that himmat, And don't worry about the next person now. Worry about yourself first now. That, Ya Allah, I made up my mind and I want to become, change. I want to change my life. I'm making tawbah of all my past. Now, Ya Allah, you guide me. Then, mashallah, you start with your friends, with your family members first, with your friends. How many a youngster? I mentioned the other day also. Oh, my youngster, or young youth, my young brother, my young sister, become a role model for the other youth. Become a role model for the other youth. Don't waste your time with that cell phone. Don't waste your time with the internet. I know no matter how much we're going to say this, but still the nafs will tempt the person. But imagine, look at the Sahaba. Read the stories of Sahaba, I mentioned also. Look at those young Sahaba. How they were prepared to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were also human beings. They also had desires. Not that they came from some other planet or something. So inshallah, if we make up our mind, make these few resolutions. Each one knows his weakness. If I'm tempted with woman, Ya Allah, I do not want to commit any more zina. Ya Allah, I'm making tawbatan nasuha. I'm not going to go back to those gunas. Ya Allah, you guide me. Ya Allah, you guide me. Ihdina surat al-mustaqeem. These are nights to cry and cry and cry and cry and cry. We do not know when that time of acceptance is there. But when Allah says, I have accepted you, my banda, then Allah Ta'ala makes the way easy towards Allah Rabbul Izzah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll make a short zikr and dua, inshallah.
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu.
The zikr we have made is for us to learn how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that in solitude, at home, wherever we are, then we should sit and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with piyar and muhabbat and feel that Allah is coming into our heart. He said the Rosh Sharif. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. Oh, my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah, my most forgiving Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghafir al-dhanb, qabil al-tawb, shadeed al-iqab, the tawl, la ilaha illa hu, ilayhi al-masir. Ya Allah, you are that loving and kind Allah. Ya Allah, all praise only belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can praise and praise and praise you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can glorify you, my Allah. We can sing and hymn your praises, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you have mentioned in the Quran, Majid, my Allah. We heard in the Taraweeh Salah tonight, my Allah. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. Ya Allah, you say, that your bandas, they haven't made your qadr, Ya Allah, how your qadr ought to have been made. Ya Allah, we have not thanked you, my Allah. We have not showed shukr to you, my Allah. We have not given you that respect and that honor that you deserve, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are exactly how you have praised yourself, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are that loving Allah. You are that kind Allah. You are that most powerful Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, the skies are in your control. The earth is in your control. Ya Allah, the rotation of the world is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, the sun, Ya Allah, the rising and setting of the sun is in your control. The moon is in your control. The stars are in your control. The animals are in your control. Jinn is in your control. Angels are in your control. Insan is in your control. The birds are in your control. The insects are in your control. The oceans are in your control. The mountains are in your control. Ya Allah, the sand particles in your control. The atoms and the molecules and the particles in the air in your control. My Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Everything happens only with your permission, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most able over everything. You have mentioned, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Ya Allah, nobody is greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are kabir, my Allah. You are akbar, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are samad, my Allah. You are bayniyaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not muhtaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, everybody is muhtaj upon you, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. Makhluk totally depends upon you, my Allah. You are ghani, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are rich, my Allah. Ya Allah, your treasures knows no bound, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are poor, my Allah. We are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, from head to toe, we are dependent upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot open our eyes, Ya Allah, without your permission, my Allah. We cannot move our limbs without your permission, my Allah. Our minds cannot comprehend anything without your permission, my Allah. Our heart will stop beating, my Allah, if you wish so, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do as you please, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, because you are our Allah. You are our Khaliq, my Allah. You are Raziq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are every, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Qadir, my Allah. You are Basit, my Allah. You are Mu'iz, my Allah. You are Muhil, my Allah. You are Wadud, my Allah. You are Rahman and Rahim and Kareem, my Allah. All your names are excellent and beautiful, my Allah. You are Subhanak. You are free from any shortcomings, my Allah. You are free from any blemishes, my Allah. You've got no deficiencies whatsoever, my Allah. You are absolutely pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are filthy beings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are full of napaki, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed so many gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed so many blunders in life, my Allah. We have committed filthy and obscene acts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have slipped, my Allah. We have erred, my Allah. We have stumbled, my Allah. We have gone to the quagmire of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have gone to that flood and debris of filth, my Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Hannanu Maya Mannan. Ya Allah, out of your kindness you give us Ramadan, my Allah. We're making shukr for this, my Allah. Out of your mercy and your ni'mat and your fadl, you granted us Iman, my Allah. Out of your kindness, you made us ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, isn't this ummat a special ummat, my Allah? Ya Allah, isn't this ummat the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the greatest of anbiya, who is khatamul anbiya wal mursaleen, who you call in Miraj, my Allah? Ya Allah, in Miraj, when you asked Nabi Sam what he wished for, my Allah, even then he cried for his ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, even then he showed concern for his ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, in sajda he used to cry for his ummat, my Allah. Even when Rasulullah left this world, my Allah, we have read in the kitab when sahaba were burying Rasulullah, they overheard him saying, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Ya Allah, Rasulullah tied stones to his belly, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Khandaq there was no food, my Allah. Sahaba showed Rasulullah they had a stone tied to their stomachs, my Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his kurta, my Allah. Ya Allah, he showed them two stones tied to his belly, my Allah. Ya Allah, they placed stones in his path, the enemy, my Allah. They placed stones in the path of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, when he was in the closest position to you in sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy placed the intestine of the camel on his back, my Allah.
Ya Allah, Nabi Sallam was chased away from Taif, my Allah. They hurled stones at him, my Allah. And Ya Allah, his feet became clogged with blood, my Allah. But even then he did not curse his ummah. He didn't curse those people, my Allah. He said, Ya Allah, if those people don't bring Iman, but their progeny will bring Iman. Ya Allah, day and night he cried for his ummah. He cried for his ummah. Ya Allah, we are his ummatis, my Allah. We are the special ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, when Nabi Sallam cried and cried, Ya Allah, you sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and you knew very well why Nabi Sallam was crying. But Ya Allah, you wanted the ummah to realize the pain and crying of their Nabi. Then he cried, he said, Oh my Allah, I am worried about my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, you told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go to my Nabi and tell him, Inna sanurdika fi ummatika yawm al-qiyamah. That don't worry, don't grieve, don't grieve. We will make you happy regarding your ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we have heard in the read in the kitabs that in Pul Sirat, when each ummati will cross Pul Sirat, my Allah, when they will cross that bridge, my Allah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be standing and say, Allahumma sallim. Ya Allahumma sallim. Ya Allah, take it easy on my ummati. Ya Allah, make my ummati cross Pul Sirat. Ya Allah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for us, my Allah. Today we have forgotten his sacrifices. We forgot the blood that he was spilled from his body, my Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot the sacrifice of his sahaba, his companions, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have reached such a condition in this ummah, my Allah, that there are people who revile the sahaba, people who curse the sahaba. My Allah, Rasulullah said, Allah, Allah, fi ashabi. Fear Allah regarding my companions. Ya Allah, there are people who call their names, their dogs' names, Aisha and Abu Bakr, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from such people, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Protect them, protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our nasr and progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our progeny, my Allah. Make hifazat of our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make salb of this iman, my Allah. Hamari hifazat farma, iman ki hifazat farma, deen ki hifazat farma, مساجد مدارس خانقاہ تبلیغ جماعت کی حفاظت فرما کہ وہ صراط مستقیم اے اللہ اے اللہ you guide us اے اللہ we do not want to live a filthy life اے اللہ we don't want to go astray اے اللہ then we will be doomed in دنیا قبر ان آخرت اے اللہ ذالک الفوز العظیم اولئک هم المؤمنون حقا قد افلح المؤمنون عباد الرحمن اے اللہ you praise the believers you praise the متقین you praise your friends اے اللہ in the Quran you said اولئک حزب اللہ الا ان حزب اللہ المفلحون. They are the ones who are the jamaat of Allah, the group of Allah. They are the successful ones. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those people, my Allah, who will get Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Fariqun fil Jannah, my Allah. Make us be amongst those people. Make us be amongst those people. Inna ashabal jannatil yawma fi shughlin faqihun. Those people who be the inmates of Jannat, enjoying the bounties of Jannat. Those people who whilst they be enjoying the bounties of Jannat, Ya Allah, they will see noor above them. Ya Allah, you will move that parda between us and you, my Allah. And the Jannatis will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive any one of us, Ya Allah, of that momentous occasion of seeing you, my Allah. Hey, Malik-e-Kareem, my Allah. You know what's deep down in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan, they are stealing us, my Allah. They are overpowering us, my Allah. Hum to bahut kamzor hai. Hum zayif hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no ruhani strength. We've got no imani strength, my Allah. We've got no jismani strength, my Allah. Sahaba, salafi, salihin, they used to long, long namazes, my Allah. Ya Allah, one Quran in two rakat namaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, they would recite so much of tasbihat and so much of dhikr. They would strive in your path, my Allah. They gave their lives for your sake, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, my Allah. But my Allah, you are Qawi and Aziz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, come into our hearts now, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have come here tonight, my Allah. They have not come here to see some football match, my Allah. They have not come here to see some movie, my Allah. They have not come to see some haram things here, my Allah. Each one has come, Ya Allah, solely to connect with you, my Allah. They have come to repent over their sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum sab gunegar hai, Ya Allah. Hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, Ya Allah. Hum mujrim hai, hum iqrari mujrim hai. We acknowledge, we confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, that slave who ran away from his master,
But he realized he's not running away from his master. He has to go back to his master because his master is kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the master of all masters, my Allah. You are the king of all kings, my Allah. Ya Allah, the child who was disobedient to the mother spanks the child after warning the child several times. The child was disobedient. The child gets a spanking from the mother. The mother becomes frustrated, my Allah. She chases the child out of the home, my Allah. Ya Allah, the child runs in the streets, wanders in the street, crying and shrieking. And the tears are flowing down his cheeks, only to realize there is no escape, there is no refuge. There is no protection, no shelter. But I must go back to my mother. It comes onto the doorstep and it cries and cries. It knocks and knocks on the door until that mother, oh my Allah, you have put mercy in her heart for her child, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mother looks through the peephole. She sees her masoom child crying. She takes pity. She opens the door. She grabs her child. She hugs and caresses her child. Ya Allah, she wipes the tears of the child's face and eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are arhamur rahimin, my Allah. You are most merciful of all those who show mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most loving and most kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight if it's Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us, my Allah, with the virtues of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq of making ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to ta'ibin hai, my Allah. Munibin hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are looking for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not going to any other person, my Allah. We are not saying, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam. We are not worshipping any idols, my Allah. We are saying, Ya Samad, Ya Samad, Ya Samad. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no partners, my Allah. You've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You are Ahad, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody like you, my Allah. You've got beautiful name, beautiful qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار. Ya Allah, forgive us all our majors and minors and sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, in madrasas, colleges, university, in schools, my Allah, in the parks, my Allah, Ya Allah, in public places, my Allah, Ya Allah, in some places, Ya Allah, where we thought nobody was watching us, my Allah, but you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, all the gunas we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, humare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifatul ula. Ya Allah, but that name of yours, my Allah, that when the banda raises his hand and takes that name of yours, Ya Allah, you readily accept his du'as. Ya Allah, answer all our du'as tonight, my Allah. Whatever hajat and needs our brothers have here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, and our mothers and sisters and whoever else is listening at home, my Allah. Especially our brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands. So many youngsters, my Allah. So many elderly people, huffaz and ulama, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais murad, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, our worries, our sorrows, our grief, our hardship, our suffering, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat. يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله بلس عافية سلامة حفاظة عزة أمن جين سكون راحة protection يا معرفة يا قرب يقين يقين يا ذات ما الله يموه موعد غير الله ما الله. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, far too long we have read in the kitabs of the lovers of Allah. Make us among those lovers of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, put us in the list of your awliya-i kamilin siddiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us zakirin and shakirin. Make us da'is, ya Allah. Calling towards your deen, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, Abraham and our brothers and sisters in Syria and Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, Afghanistan, Iraq, my Allah.
so many other war-torn countries in African countries, my Allah, they've got no water even to drink, my Allah. They've got no clothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're being bombarded all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, the zalimin have got no mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them hidayat, my Allah. Allah bless the zalimin with hidayat, my Allah. May them see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, did you not give Washi hidayat, my Allah? Ya Allah, Washi kill Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, my Allah. It caused Nabi Sam so much of pain, my Allah. But Ya Allah, you made him, Ya Allah, a mu'min, my Allah. You made him a sahabi, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made him radiallahu anhu wa radu an, my Allah. So many others like that, my Allah. You give them hidayat, my Allah. You give them hidayat, my Allah. Allah, don't make them persecute the Musliman, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the evil conditions that are prevailing, my Allah. Give them aman and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, whilst we have so much of delicacies on our iftar table, my Allah. We read our salat in acorn, my Allah. Our taraweeh, my Allah. We make ibadat in such comfort, my Allah. Ya Allah, what type of Ramadan are they enjoying, my Allah? Ya Allah, the child, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the child who is crying for his father, crying. He say, Ya Abi, where have you gone? Why have you left me alone here, my Allah? That masoom Palestinian child, that masoom Syrian child, my Allah. He does not know his father has become shaheed, exact like Sahaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, who is going to care for them, my Allah? Only you can care for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, how are they going to smile on Eid Day, my Allah? When our children wear nice clothing and eat nice food, my Allah. When our children have got cell phones in their hand, my Allah. They've got every type of luxury and enjoyment, my Allah. Those masoom children, my Allah, they've got nobody to place their hand of shafqat over their heads even, my Allah. Ya Allah, where have we gone wrong, my Allah? Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Because of us, my Allah, our brothers and sisters are suffering, my Allah. Raham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat is waqt bahut pareshan hai, Allah. Remove the pareshani, my Allah. Put us into sirat mustaqim. Ya Allah, make us call towards your deen, my Allah, with love and muhabbat. Give us akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have got so many things to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll cry and cry and cry until we'll have no tears left, my Allah. We will get tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you will never get tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in your kalam paak, my Allah, we recited tonight, my Allah. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Ya Allah, your kalam is haq, my Allah. You have said, ادْعُونِي, make dua to me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will most definitely answer your dua. Ya Allah, we are raising our hands again, my Allah. Ya Allah, how can we go away, my Allah, without being forgiven, without being pardoned, my Allah? Fulfill our desires, our jais muraz, my Allah. Remove our difficulties. Forgive the ummat. Allahumma fi ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma tajawaz ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ansur wa ahfaz ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam min jami'il baliyat wal afat wal ahad. Allahumma ahrusna bi'inika allati la tanam. واكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرام. اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب. يا الله, all good works of deen accepted, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Dawr al-tabliqi mehnat qabool farma. Accept the ijtimaas that take place, my Allah. Ya Allah, the effort of mashayikh in the khankas, ya Allah, accept them, my Allah. Ya Allah, madaris, makatib, hifz classes, my Allah. Day and night, they read your kalam-i-paak and the kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept their khidmat, my Allah. Different organizations, wealthy organizations, my Allah. They're doing so much of deeni work, ya Allah. Grant each person ikhlas, my Allah, and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are bimari, Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. So many have got different diseases, sicknesses, ailments, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them sukoon, my Allah. Remove their diseases, my Allah. Protect us also from bimaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, my Allah. Family, friends, mashayikh, ulama. Ya Allah, musallis who have passed away, my Allah. So many passed away in the month of Ramadan also. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat. Give them the highest of stages in Jannat. Make the qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise. Don't make it a pit of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in your path, my Allah. Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us shahadat also, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, what other hopes can we have, my Allah? accept that our Nabi intercedes on our behalf, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the Holy Quran water from His Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our home in Jannah be right next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba ikiram, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the dunya, we did not see our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, my Allah. Sahaba were so lucky, day and night they were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we know, Ya Allah, you know very well, we love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us a true muhabbat for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us a true muhabbat of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to implement the sunnah in our life, my Allah. Give us a tawfiq, Ya Allah, and make us make the resolution that now we're going to live our life as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived his life. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, protect our entire families, Ya Allah. Forgive our entire families. Forgive our parents, our wives, our children, our progenies, our friends, musallis, mutalliqin, our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Musallis, Ya Allah. Our students, my Allah. The entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem. So protect us also from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله غائبين حاضرين سب كدوا قبول فرما make our children become the coolness of our eyes يا الله make them علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين يا الله these brothers have come here tonight by Allah they have said patiently by Allah يا الله they keep roza the entire day by Allah Ya Allah, they did namaz, my Allah, they did tarawi salah, they sat patiently for the talk, my Allah, they made a dhikr, my Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us stand up in the condition that the angels announced, my Allah. Qumu maghfuran lakum. Rise in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. And all your bad deeds have been transformed into good deeds. And you have been blessed with Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let Jibreel and the angels come down. Ya Allah, let them make salam to us also, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too napak, but make us park now, my Allah. Let us feel Jibreel making musafa with us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas in all our works of deed, especially in our du'as, our ibadat, Ya Allah, our programs, my Allah. Accept it, make it a means of hidayat for entire mankind. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين